it, to me, it was a big moment. I mean, it was a
Well, go ahead. And what happened then? What did grandmother say?
Well, she came to the door, and she waited for Mama. And they had known each other from way back in St. Paul's Parish. That had been their first time at knowing each other. And then I remember when my mother died, they took me over there, and they had a great big high feathered bed. And I can see myself in that bed. I stayed all night that night, and the lace curtains were at the window.
The night your mother died?
The night my mother died.
You stayed over at their house?
Their house all night.
Because you were scared?
I was sort of frightened, and they had this front bedroom, and it was very old-fashioned, and as I say, great big high bed. And they kept me, and they were very lovely to me.
Who was there?
Grandmother and Aunt Annie and your mother, Rita.
She stayed at her own house that night.
Yeah, she's in her own home, but I was over there with them.
Well, after you told grandmother to come in that first time, what followed up then?
Well, then, that was the beginning of a long friendship. I mean,
what was she looking for that day?
She had heard that they had just moved 18th Street from the old neighborhood, and she was anxious to meet us and so forth and so on, and that was the beginning of a very beautiful friendship of the two families.
She really met your mother at church, didn't she?
That's right. She met her at church. Met her at St. Thomas's Church, and this was her first visit after that meeting.
Well, tell me the first time you met Mother, where you met her.
Well, it was Grandmother that came to visit us the first time, and then she told us about her daughter, and she was just crazy about Rita. I mean, an only child, and she just loved and adored her, and she said she wanted to bring her daughter over to meet us. And from that moment in, Rita was just part of our home. When my mother died, she took over, and she, whenever I wanted anything new, it was your mother I would appeal to rather than to your papa.
Wasn't she going out with Jim on dates before she met Dad?
That's right. She went with him, and that was another thing. Jim had an operation, and Dick took her to see him in the hospital, and that was the beginning of their friendship.
Was that close to the time your mother died?
Yes, very close to it. Mm-hmm.
How long had she been going out with Jim before that happened?
Well, I know that he gave her a beautiful set of sterling that Christmas, a flat sterling. That was quite the thing then, a Buehler set.
Yes.
And he'd given her that for Christmas, and she was real thrilled about it. And I think then he was quite serious, but she wasn't.
There was never any real engagement.
No real engagement. It was tentative. I mean, we expected it.
You expected Jim to marry.
Yes, that's right.
Well, Dad has a story that he first took notice of Mother at your mother's funeral.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And
that it was after the funeral. Jim had this operation, and he took her to the hospital. Went with her to see Jim.
Well, wasn't Jim away at the time of the death?
No.
Wasn't he in Hawaii as a sailor or something?
No, he wasn't away at the time of the death. In fact, the morning my mother... the morning my mother became ill, he was to go into the hospital for another operation. It was the operation that he had later where your dad had taken your mother down to see him.
She wasn't ill long.
No, 2 days.
She cooked cornstarch the night before
she died.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. And she was dressed up for Halloween. She used to do it every year to sort of get a laugh out of us. And it was... the first part of November, and she had been dressed up that night.
Well, there's a story that I want to try to get cleared up. Dad told some of it. He told me again this morning that Jim finally asked forgiveness of Dad for having spread rumors around that Dad had stolen his girl while he was away, maybe in the hospital or someplace else?
He was in the service, and it could have been at that time, but my recollection of it is that it happened while he was in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's the way I look back on it.
Well, Dad says that Mother asked him to marry him, and after he said yes, then he was aware for the first time that Jim had an interest in her.
I believe that.
Dad wouldn't have known that
no,
Jim was interested.
No, I don't think so. I mean, he wasn't interested in girls much himself.
Yeah.
And I think it could have gone by him without really, as he used to die.
Yes.
I think it could have passed over him that he wouldn't have even known that there was a big interest there, right?
That point that you mentioned, just as he is today, is what occurred to me as Mother was telling me about him. He was a stay-at-home,
stay-to-himself,
a reader, and very pious.
Very pious. He used to get up for Mass every morning.
So he's reverting in his old age to what he was.
That's true.
His disposition hasn't changed
not
at all.
Not at all.
It's more
except he was kinder. I mean, I remember many nice little things of him as a younger sister.
Yeah.
And he used to get us up for Mass in the mornings, as he does your family now.
Yes.
And he would do the dishes and make the beds when we were without a housekeeper. I remember that.
Yes.
My recollection of him as a younger child was a very lovely one.
You were younger than him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's probably just the law that has made him seem unkinder. He said just yesterday, my bark is worse than my bite, and if it wasn't, I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Oh, I think that's very true.